Hello, can you hear me?
Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and we are conducting a survey. Trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions real quick. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So we're conducting a survey. This is just a real quick survey. I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
What kind of questions, sir?
Mostly it's like political questions.
And?
Uh-huh.
How many questions is it?
Basically, there are a few questions. This will probably take us like 5 or 6 minutes.
Go ahead, because if I don't want to answer, I'm going to hang up.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries. So, let's see. Okay, so we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across the variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answer from everyone who completed this survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Not satisfied.
Not satisfied? Okay. Let me see. Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. So the first one is a reproductive freedom. Is that from 0 to 10, how much of an important issue is to you?
10.
A 10, thank you. Next one, abortion rights.
Ten. People should have the right to do what they want to do as they body.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Immigration.
Eight.
All right. And health care?
Ten.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
They need to raise the wages and better jobs. 10.
Okay. Student loan debt.
Well, yeah, they should. Probably say 9.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And K-12 education.
10 is important.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
And 10, inflation is bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Climate change.
It's all right to me. 10.
Oh, okay, thank you. Crime and violence.
That need to be stopped, so I do that like a 5. It need to be stopped.
Oh, okay, thank you. Criminal justice reform.
What does that mean? People coming out of the prison need jobs and stuff?
That is correct.
Well, they should be better because most people, criminals, they get out, they don't have a fair chance. They can't get jobs, won't nobody hire them. They need to up that, so they should be like they should do better towards that, like a 10.
Okay. Democracy. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Voting rights.
Everybody should have a right to vote. 10.
Okay, thank you. And racism and discrimination.
They should stop that. 10.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10. I vote every year, every 4 years.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And may I ask, what is your race? White, black, African-American, American Indian?
African-American.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. May I ask, what is your year of birth?
1950.
All right, thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I think I got to the 11th grade.
Oh, okay, let me see. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matters to you.
A 10.
All right. Thank you. How much power do you feel the black
community... You finish. Now you better.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like to ask too many questions when I got things to do.
Oh, I do apologize. Yeah, there's still some other questions.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and ask all these questions because I got something to do.
Oh, and you would like us to follow up with you on a later time?
Yeah, some other time. Not today. I got something to do. Bye.
Okay.